炸薯条，
炸薯条。我想我们可以结束祷告。
没有，我跟梁院长想今天是长一点的，因为我们是 combined service， 平常梁院长都是十一点就准时结束。
对，好，我尽量。好，
不，您站这里，我特别拉一个，因为我需要的位置大一点，免得挤到梁院长。
这是可以吗？好，今天非常高兴我们可以在这里庆祝教会的34周年的这么一个日子。
We are very glad today to be able to gather here to celebrate the 34th anniversary of this church.
就像刚才我们在台上看到的小朋友一样。
Just like the young people we saw at the stage and a few minutes ago.
可能许多位在那个时候34年前都是那么大小。
Perhaps many of us were like that age and in 34 years ago.
结果34年以后我们变中年了。
And then after 34 years, we are in our middle ages.
我看在我们在座当中，若是有人从34年就开始在这个教会的话，恐怕你不是 teenager 的时候。
And I think among us, if you were here and 34 years ago, probably right now.You are not teenager.
可能你是青年，可能你是中年，今天已经进入成年后期，跟老年早期了。
Probably, and you are now in your late and middle age, and you are probably in your early and senior years.
为你感谢神，也为教会感谢主。
We want to give thanks for you, and also give thanks for this church.
就像刚才各位所看到的一个短片一样，我们所做的远远是超过。这个短片所传出来的信息。
Just like the video from the French channel, we can see that actually what they have been doing is more than the short and the span that was shown at the video.
神用这个教会做了许多的许多的事情。
God has used this church for many of His purposes.
很多人从这个教会进来出去，他们。带着祝福到各地去。
And many came and many departed from this place and bringing with them blessings to every corner of the world.
所以我们为着这个教会，为着自己，为着你旁边的人，都要献上感谢，因为神用我们做了我们想不到的事情。
So let us give thanks for this church, for yourself, and also for the person sitting next to you, because God has made use of you.To do many things when.
今天我们要跟各位一同思想的一段经文，在哈开书第二章一到九节。
The Bible passage that we are going to study today, excuse me, and is from the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 1 through 9.
给他一个题目，就是从这段经文里面出来的，是一个充满荣耀的教会。
And from this passage, we can see that.This is a church that is full of God's glory.
在哈该那个时代呢，这是神应许一个要充满荣耀的一个圣殿。
In the time of Haggai, the Lord has promised that the temple rebuilt will be filled with God's glory.
所以我们一同来看，知道说今天我们仍然被神祝福存留，为的是要走更远的路。
And today we can also see from this passage that God has allowed us to continue in this world because He wants us to go further on the journeys for Him.
好不好？我们用起音的方式来读这一段经文。
Let us read this passage with a responsory reading.
第二章第一节到第九节，我来读第一节，请各位读第二节，用。中文也可以，用英文也可以。
You can respond in both English and Chinese.
二章第一节，七月二十一日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说。你们中间存留的有谁？见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declare the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehoshaphat, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty.
这是照着你们出埃及，我与你们立约的话。那时我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。
Verse 6, this is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land.
我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿充满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty.
我们一起来读第九节，请。这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华。
In this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
所以这个是第九节，我们从这一节经文里面一同来思想这殿。后来的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
Let us meditate, especially verse 9. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty.
我们对我们的教会有这么一个祷告吗？
Do we pray like this for our church?
我们对我们的教会有这么一个期望，说未来的荣耀胜过现在跟胜过先前的。
Do we have this expectation for our church?That it will continue and be even greater in glory than former days.
所以二章一到九节提到，这是一个先知从神面前所领受的应许，说这个殿未来的荣耀要充满更大，胜过以前的。
So when the promise from the prophet is that greater will be the glory of this church than before.
光是从这个二章第九节，你就看到三个时段。
And in this verse, we can see three stages.
先前的
Before.
现在的
Now.
后来的
And after.
我想很多就像这个哈该书里面说，很多弟兄姊妹看过先前的荣耀，这个教会的先前的荣耀。
Many of us probably are aware of this church's former glory.
可能在我们当中也有很多人没有办法看到后来的荣耀。
And also, many of us today may not be able to see the future glory of this church.
可是我们现在看到，现在我们怎么样来在这个教会里面服侍神，以致这个教会日后充满了神的荣耀。
But today we need to focus on how we should serve the Lord now and here, so that there will be a future glory for this church.
所以一个教会的存在原来是有一个历史的一个进程的。
That's why the survival of a church usually has a historic progression.
它从前怎么样，可能现在就是有这个结果。
What was done in the past would then cause what is happening now.
可能我们现在所做的对后来有一个莫大的影响。
And also, what we are doing now is going to have an effect upon the future.
所以他讲到先前跟现在。
That's why the scripture talk about before and now.
所以若是各位看一下第二章的第三节。
And let us look at verse 3.
你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？
Who of you left who saw this house in its former glory?
如果有一些老人家看到以前的所罗门殿的荣耀，哈该说，你现在看着我们这个，岂不是如同无有吗？
And Haggai was saying to some of the older folks,saying that if you have seen the glory of the Solomon's temple, then our present situation could not be compared with that.
好像很悲哀的一件事情。
This sounds very pathetic.
可是当哈该把这样一个先前的荣耀带出来的时候，他目的是鼓励当时的百姓怎么样去面对现在。
But Haggai brought up that and then,former and the present glory of the temple in an attempt to inspire the people to work hard now.
若是各位看以斯拉记第三章
in the book of Ezra, chapter 3,
那边当以斯拉带领百姓建造殿的根基之后
and in the chapter 3, it is said that after they built the foundation of the temple,
他那边描写说，见过旧店的老人家都在那边哭泣。
And those on who have the older folks who have seen the former glory of Solomon's temple all wept.
这哭泣有两种的一个性质。
And there could be two reasons for such crying.
他们哭泣可能是因为从前的殿的荣耀远远胜过现在的。
They cried because under the former glory of that temple was much greater than what was before their eyes.
他们哭泣也有可能是，哎呀，这个圣殿被毁了，现在我们重新再建造。
But that could also be crying out of joy because Solomon's temple was destroyed and then now they finally was able to lay the foundation for a temple.
所以当我们想到从前跟现在的时候，我们的眼泪是哪一种的性质呢？
So when you recall the former days, what kind of tears do you shed?
是悲哀还是喜乐？
Do you cry for sorrow or do you cry for joy?
这是第一个实践我们看到的。
This is the first truth.
第二。
Secondly.
这个时段里面呢，也包括现在与后来。
And also, in this passage refers to the present and the future.
所以第二章第四节，哈该就鼓励百姓说，现在你们还是继续刚强做工吧。
So, in verse 4, the prophet Haggai encouraged the people to work really hard.
但是过去的已经过去了。
And then the past is past.
我们不要只活在过去里面。
We should not continue to live in the past.
过去无论是荣耀或者是悲哀，都是过去了。
Whether it was a time of glory or whether it was a time of sorrow is past.
如果二章四节那个现在我们没有紧紧抓住呢，我们就没有后来。
And the important thing is in verse 4, that we should hold on to the present so that we can build the future.
所以哈该就鼓励百姓说，赶快起来做工。
That's why the prophet encouraged the people to get up and start working hard.
所以哈该说，因为神与你们同在，所以起来做工。
Because the Lord is with you, the prophet declared. That's why get up and start working.
他说，当我们起来做工的时候，这个殿后来的荣耀要胜过先前的荣耀。
And then the prophet promised that if we get up and start working, then the glory of this temple in the future is going to be greater than its present.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一同来领受哈该的一个劝勉鼓励。
Let us all be inspired by the prophet Haggai's exhortation.
如果我们现在做工，后来的荣耀要胜过现在的荣耀，胜过先前的荣耀。
If we start working now, then the future glory of this church will be even greater.
哈该书第二章谈到两个重点。
And in chapter 2 of the book of Haggai refers to two important ideas.
他说神与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
他说当神与我们同在，这个殿就充满神的荣耀。
When the Lord is with us, this temple is filled with his glory.
我觉得这两个观念都是很抽象的。
I think these are very vague and ideas to most of us.
如果说我今天在各位当中，因为你看到我。
And then today, Dr. Liang is here, and then you see her.
如果我们说神与这个殿同在，你在哪里看到神呢？
If you say God is here with us, where can you see God?
如果你说今天这个殿充满荣耀，是怎么样一种状况让你知道充满荣耀呢？
And then if you say this temple is filled with the glory of the Lord, how can we know that this temple is filled with the glory of the Lord?
所以哪一位弟兄姊妹可以跟你隔壁的人说，神与我们同在，充满荣耀。
And can any one of us talk to the person next to you, the Lord is with us, and this place is filled with God's glory.
你用什么来标签标示这两个重点？
And how do you prove and indicate these truths?
所以今天我要从历史一直到哈该的时代来看看这两个重点是怎么样表达出来的。
So I'm going to see from the Bible,from the beginning all the way to the time of Haggai, how these two truths were being authenticated.
意思说神同在的殿是一个怎么样的殿？
What kind of temple is a temple where God is present?
神的荣耀充满的圣殿是一个怎么样的一个圣殿？
When God's glory fills the temple, what is that like?
若是你看旧约圣经里面每一次建造神的居所的时候，都有这两个重点。
And then if you look at the Old Testament, every time a tabernacle or a temple is built for God's dwelling, these two are the two main points.
当会幕被建造的时候，神说：“为什么要建造会幕？我要住在你们中间，与你们同在。”
When the tabernacle was built and then in the wilderness, why did God require them to build a tabernacle? It was because God said, "I want to be dwelling amongst you."
当会幕被建造完毕的时候，神的荣耀充满这个会幕。
And then when the tabernacle was built according to God's specification, then the tabernacle was filled with the glory of God.
那我们看这三个神的圣殿会居所的时候都有这个特征。
And when we see these truths, every temple, every tabernacle that was built to honor the Lord has those two special significance.
所以是会幕第一圣殿跟第二圣殿都有这两个特征，神同在跟显出荣耀。
So in the tabernacle in the wilderness, in the first temple built by Solomon, and then in the second temple, they all have these two points.
所以不是会幕的缘故，或者是所罗门那个非常伟大的殿的缘故，或者是哈该这个看起来无有的殿的缘故，乃是因为这两个特征让这些的居所充满了神的同在跟荣耀。
It was not because of the building, but because of God's presence and God's glory. That's why the tabernacle and the temples were filled with God's glory.
所以我希望我们进入第35年。
So as we strive towards the 35th year,
我们一同在神面前追求神的同在。
Let us pursue and pray for the Lord's presence.
我们一同在这里要彰显神的荣耀。
We need to serve in such way that God will be glorified.
因为这是神建造教会的目的。
Because that's the purpose God built its church.
我们先看第一个，这个圣殿的前身会幕。
Let us first look at the first temple, quote unquote, the tabernacle.
我们刚刚说过，当神吩咐摩西建造会幕的时候，他说：“我要住在你们中间。”
And we mentioned that when God wanted Moses to build a tabernacle, the Lord said, "I want to dwell amongst you."
出埃及记第四十章，会幕建完以后，神的荣光怎么样？充满这个会幕。
And in the book of Exodus, chapter 40, when the temple was built, and then everywhere in the temple, in the tabernacle, it was filled with glory of God.
所以区区像一个会幕，比不上所罗门那个殿的宏伟。可是呢，这两个还是神要祝福的一个居所。
Although the tabernacle could never be compared with the grandeur of Solomon's temple, yet in that very humble tabernacle, God's glory filled the place.
我们来从这个会幕里面看到会幕两个重要的重点。
There are two major purposes of the tabernacle.
会幕是献祭的地方。
Tabernacle was a place of offering.
如果你看整个出埃及记讲的会幕的建造，就是要献很多的祭。
And if you read in the book of Exodus, you could see that the tabernacle was built so that offerings may be made there.
所以我们希望怎么样来追求跟彰显神的同在跟荣耀呢？
How do we try to look for God's presence and God's glory?
希望教会是一个弟兄姊妹有所献的地方。
And then the church needs to be a place where brothers and sisters offer themselves to the Lord.
现在在美国教会美国社会的教会里面呢，华人教会里面很少献身的一些弟兄姊妹。
I think nowadays very few people from the Chinese churches in North America are willing to dedicate their lives to serve the Lord full time.
我们需要弟兄姊妹起来把自己献上，若是神呼召你的话。
We need brothers and sisters who are willing to rise up and dedicate their lives to serve the Lord.
我们看到这些献身的全家怎么样把自己放在神的手中，被神用。
We see how they dedicate themselves to the Lord's service.
或是说在我们到达教会的时候，我们希望从教会得到什么，还是我们希望教会可以给我们一个机会献出什么？
When we come to the church, do we expect to get something out from this church? Or should we be coming to church so that we be able to make an offering to the Lord, offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们发觉当耶稣来到这个世界上的时候，他说：“我就是要献上自己，做多人的赎价。”
And when Jesus came into this world, he said, "I'm here to sacrifice myself so that I could redeem the people."
你可以来到教会当中问自己说：“神啊，我有什么地方可以献出我的时间、力量、金钱、恩赐？”
When we come to the church, let us look around and ask the Lord, "Where can I dedicate my time, my gifts, and my abilities to serve Him?"
会幕第二个很重要的功能在教会里面就是有神的话传递出去。
And the second major purpose of the tabernacle was for the dissemination of God's word.
神透过摩西把他的心意传给百姓。
Through Moses and God spoke to the people.
所以我们也希望今天的教会是一个有神话语传递的地方。
Therefore, today this church and there must be a place where God's word is being preached.
不单是传递话语，当时的百姓是。神怎么对摩西说，摩西怎么样对百姓说，百姓就照样遵行。
And also in the Old Testament, we could see that at that time, they not only listen, but they also obey God's word.
所以在这个会幕里面呢，神的同在跟神的荣耀就彰显出来了。
Therefore, God's glory and God's presence was manifested through the tabernacle.
今天各位的教会远比会幕来的荣耀多了，
And I believe we have much better built than the churches today and then the tabernacle.
我希望进入第35年，各位想到我来这个教会要有一点贡献。
And it is my prayer that when you come to this church and be part of the 35th and the legacy of this church, you will be willing to give.
然后我们能够领受神的话，能够活出神的话。
And you will be willing to hear the word of the Lord and live up to His calling.
这个殿就会充满神的荣耀。
And then this place will be filled with the glory of the Lord.
我在 Houston 教书的时候，听到一个非常感人的故事。
When Dr. Liang was teaching in Houston, she heard a very moving testimony.
有一个教会就是为着社区做了一个很重要的一个。贡献一个大事情。
And there was a church which did something very significant for the community.
他们的社区当中有一个家庭，有一个父亲，家庭里面的父亲是神经这个就是肌肉萎缩，神经不能 ，you
don't understand. 这个请教那 James 啊 ，muscular。
就是他慢慢全身都不能动。
There was a family in that community. The father of that family have a muscular degenerative disease.
这个教会里面一个团契就 adopt 这个 family.
And then a small group from that church adopted that family.
照顾他。
Took care of him.
给他供应他们家里的需要。
Provide for their needs.
有人就开车送他去医院检查，回家等等很多的事情。
And then people from that group help to give rides and help to take care of the patient.
做到一个地步，当地的那个电视新闻去他家拍摄，报道这个弟兄和这个团体所做的事情。
And they made such an impact that.The local TV station and even broadcast it as news.
他说：“为什么你们教会这个团体要这样做
？”And they asked the members of that small group, "Why do you do that?"
他们说：“我们是基督徒。
”And they gave their testimony. They said, "We are Christians. That's why we are doing it."
这个就已经说明神的同在跟神的荣耀的彰显。
This explains that God's glory and God's presence.Was with that church.
后来这个会幕变成圣殿，所罗门建造成为圣殿。
And then the tabernacle later became the first temple built by King Solomon.
当所罗门建造这个圣殿的时候，神说：“我的眼目要眷顾这个殿，我要住在这个殿当中。”
And when that temple was built, God promised that His eyes would be upon that place.And that he would dwell within this.
如果你可以去看《历代志下》第七章，所罗门献殿祷告完毕。
And if you read in the book of Second Chronicles, you could see that after King Solomon dedicated the temple,
那边说神的荣光充满这个殿。
And the Bible said that God's glory filled the temple.
这个殿的特征在哪里呢?
What was the significance of that temple?
这个殿在整个历史里面，他们的功能在哪里，以及彰显神的同在跟荣耀呢?
And how did they and then manifest God and His presence and God's glory?
如果各位回去看《列王记上》第八章所罗门的祷告。
And if you see in the 1 Kings chapter 8, the prayer of King Solomon.
他在那边献殿祷告的时候，每一个段落都是说，神啊，让这个地方成为一个认罪的地方。
And he prayed and that for 5 times, he prayed that that temple would become a place where people would make their confessions.
他说若有百姓得罪你他们认罪的时候求你赦免他们的罪
And he prayed that if there's anyone who has sinned against you when he pray here please forgive him
弟兄姊妹当我们做一个献殿祷告的时候你会这样祷告吗
Do you think if you dedicate a church you're going to pray like that
如果我们建造一个很雄伟的圣殿我们就说神的荣耀彰显吧没有人祷告说认罪赦罪
Yeah, most people would probably pray and if they dedicate a very nice and a church building pray that may God's glory manifest here but they would not pray that oh God and hear our confessions and forgive us
所以当一个圣殿或者当一个教会有罪的时候就没有神的同在
so when a church and has sinned then God's presence would not be there
当一个教会一个圣殿要神的同在的时候他必须要除去罪对吗
And so when the church looks for God's and the presence, that church must eradicate all sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们求神与教会同在，我们怎么敢让罪也在这个教会当中发酵呢？
So if we want to have God's and the presence here, then we must try to restrain sin from manifesting.
当我们这个教会若是有罪的种子的时候，怎么可能有神的荣耀的彰显呢
？If there are seeds of sin in a church, then God's and the glory could not be manifested.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们想，我们人是软弱的，会失败、跌倒、犯罪。
We are human, and most humans will sin and also fall down.
所以求神帮助我们，让这个殿、让教会成为一个认罪。得赦罪的一个地方。
So may God have mercy upon us and make this church and a place where we can confess our sins and receive His forgiveness.
而且让这个教会的弟兄姊妹是成为一个彼此饶恕对方、彼此饶恕得罪你的人的一个地方。
And also this church and it should be a place where we can mutually forgive each other's.For any transgression and any sins against each other.
所以主祷文里面怎么说呢?
That's why the Lord prays in the Lord's Prayer.
等一下我们就会唱主祷文。
We are going to sing the Lord's Prayer before Holy Communion.
求你赦免我们的罪。
Forgives us our sins.
如同我们赦免那些得罪我的人。
As we forgive those who sinned against us.
简单的讲新约圣经一个人物。
And then I'm going to refer to a person from the New Testament.
当斯提凡被人用石头打死的时候
When the first martyr, Stephen, was stoned to death,
他讲了一句话
He said something very significant.
神啊，赦免他们。
Oh Lord, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Because they didn't understand what they were doing.
他们真的不知道吗?
Did they really then not understand?
斯提凡为他们的错过找一个 excuse.
And Stephen the martyr was looking for an excuse for these people who killed him.
斯提凡看到神的荣光在天上。
Stephen saw the glory of God in heaven.
所以很可能有一些弟兄姊妹得罪你，他明明知道是得罪你的。
And perhaps some you have been sinned against by some brothers and sisters.
你为他找一个 excuse.
Find an excuse for him or her.
饶恕他。
Forgive him, forgive her.
为他祷告。
Pray for him, pray for her.
求神赦免他。
Ask for God's forgiveness for him or her.
神的同在在你的身上彰显。
And then God's glory will be manifested in your person.
因为耶稣常常是一个饶恕别人过犯的一个人。
Because Jesus was a person who always willing to forgive others.
因为耶稣也是一个愿意饶恕你的过犯的一个人。
And also Jesus is willing to forgive your sins.
所以第二个圣殿怎么显出神的同在跟荣耀呢？
So how did this first temple manifested the glory of the Lord.
它是一个认罪、赦罪、饶恕的一个地方。
You are a place where people make confession, people receive forgiveness.
你来到神的面前，神也愿意这样子来饶恕你的、我的罪过。
And when we come into the Lord's presence, He is willing to forgive your sin, my sin.
第二个圣殿是哈盖的殿，就是我们今天读的经文。
And the second temple, so-called, is the temple built and during the time of Prophet Haggai.
有人认为，第二圣殿这个名称呢是给希律的殿，
And some call the temple, and some call on the temple built and by King Herod in Jesus' time, the second temple.
不，我就把这个哈该殿叫第二圣殿，方便我们来研读。
But in reality, on the time built at Haggai's time, the temple built at Haggai's time is actually the second temple.
他在这里，哈该说：“你们看，我们这个殿好像没有什么significance， 好像无有。”
And then the Haggai said, and perhaps some of us and see that second temple as very insignificant.
但是他说：“哇，神的荣耀未来要充满这个殿。”
Yet he promised that the glory of the Lord is going to fill this temple.
所以这个段落呢，还是有那两个特征：神的同在跟神的荣耀都充满。
And that's why this also emphasized those two points: God's presence and God's glory.
那哈该怎么样劝勉他们呢
？And how did the prophet Haggai encourage them?
哈该带出一个挑战。
Haggai then Haggai brought out a challenge.
神家有需要。
There's a need in the temple.
很出名的一个经文是骂当时的人，不是骂我们的。
And there's a very and a famous passage which was and speaking to the people of the time. Well, I'm not speaking and this to you and at this point.
遮殿第一章第四节，遮殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗
？Haggai chapter 1 verse 4. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains?
哈该就说你们要省察自己的行为，好叫神得荣耀。
That's why Haggai said you need to examine ourselves so that we may manifest God's glory.
我们知道神家的需要吗
？Do we know the needs of God's church?
我们知道教会有什么大的破口需要我们祷告，需要我们来贡献自己吗
？Do you know any places and where there's and special needs in the church that needs your prayer？
若是你贡献的你那一份，教会会不一样。
If you gonna give your part and do your part, this church will be different。
若是教会有什么破口，你看到了，就是可能因为。你跟我没有贡献我们那一份。
If there is any breaches in the wall of God's house, it's perhaps because you and I have not done our part.
第二个，二章第四节提到一件事。
And also, in verse 4, there's a reference to another thing.
耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你要刚强；约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你要刚强；这地的百姓，你们都当刚强。”
And here it is said, But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land.
所以不单只是所罗巴伯跟约书亚要做工。
So not only the leaders have to work.
百姓起来做工。
But all the people need to rise up and work together.
因为二章第四节这个劝勉刚强做工是给所有当时的人。
Because this exhortation to rise up and work was given not only to the leaders, but also to everyone.
弟兄姊妹，我们找到自己奉献的一份力量。
Have you found your place in this church to dedicate yourself?
领袖同工跟弟兄姊妹一起起来做工。
The spiritual leaders,The brothers and sisters, we need to work together.
因为神与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
然后第二章第七节，我们觉得很奇怪的。
And very interestingly, in verse 7, these are the words.
他说，当你殷勤做工的时候，第七节，我要震动万国，万国的珍宝都必运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
The Lord declares that I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty.
弟兄姊妹一同做工的时候，神就摇动列国，把他们让他们把金银财宝全部给
And when brothers and sisters serve together, then God will shake the nations and pour in their resources.
所以你们等着找一个保险库来装金银了哈。
So you are waiting to find a storehouse to save your gold and silver.
当时哈该的百姓一起做工的时候，有没有金银来到呢？
Then when they work together, did they receive a lot of gold and silver?
第八节说，银子是我的，金子是也是我的，我要让他们把金银都运来。
And in verse 8 it said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty.
我想第七节有一个好的尝试的翻译。
I think there's another way to translate verse 7.
他说万国的珍宝都必运来，或作万国所羡慕的必都必来到。
In the NIV, it is actually translated a little different from the Chinese Union version. It says, and I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come.
什么是万国所仰望的呢？
What is the desired of all nations?
然后第九节说，在这个地方我要赐平安的。
And then in verse 9 it said, in this place I will grant peace.
万国所仰望的来到是一个赐平安者的来到。
And then that is, and then all the desire of the nations is for someone who will come and be able to give peace.
所以我赶快讲完哈。
Let me conclude quickly.
这里神家有一个需要。
There's a need in the church of the Lord.
大家一起起来做工。
We need to rise up together and serve together.
大家一起彼此相爱。
We need to love each other.
万国所仰望的，耶稣所赐的平安就在我们当中。
And the desire of the nation, that is Jesus Christ and His peace, will be present among us.
所以神的同在跟神的荣耀就彰显出来。
And then God's presence and God's glory will be manifested.
当你有了神，你就有了他所拥有的金银。
When you have God, you have all the resources that the Lord has.
大家所羡慕的是金银，可是当你有了这位万有之主的时候，你更能够满足很多人属灵里面的那个渴望。
Most people set their eyes on silver and gold, but when you have the Lord, then you have really the desire of all people.That is the peace that comes from knowing the Lord.
所罗门的殿已经被摧毁了。
The temple of King Solomon had long been destroyed.
哈该的殿也被摧毁了。
The temple built in Haggai's time had long been destroyed.
希律的殿也被摧毁了。
And the magnificent temple built by King Herod in Jesus' time was also destroyed.
所以不是这些硬体的建筑带来荣耀。
So it was not the building itself that could manifest the glory of the Lord.
乃是神与你同在，神与教会同在，带来神的荣耀。
It is the presence of the Lord with His people in His church that will continue to reflect the glory of God.
所以彼得对着在圣殿门口的那个瘸子、瘫子说一句话。
That's why when Peter and John went to pray in the temple, they saw a crippled man on the entrance of the temple, and Peter said.
他说：“金银我都没有。”
Silver and gold have I none.
我把我所有的给你。
I give you all that I have.
你有什么呢？
What did he give to that crippled person?
你有什么可以给别人呢？
And then what do you have that you can give to others?
我去欧洲教课，去罗马。
When Dr. Liang went to teach classes in Rome.
他们那边有一个故事。
And they had a very and a famous story.
两个主教站在彼得的像下面在对话。
And two cardinals or bishops were talking to each other and standing in front of the statue of Peter.
他们就摸着彼得的像的那个脚这样说。
And they were touching the foot of the statue, and one cardinal said.
其中一个主教说：“彼得啊，你好可怜啊，金银都没有。”
And one said, oh, you are so poor, you have neither silver nor gold.
你看我们今天我们的教会金银都有，而且大把。
Look around and see our church, we have silver and gold. How magnificent is our church building?
你没有的我们都有。
What you didn't have, we all have.
另外一个主教就这样说。
And then another bishop just said,
他说主教啊，彼得没有的我们都有。
And what Peter didn't have,We all have.
彼得有的，我们都没有。
But what and then Peter and have, we don't have.
你有什么呢?
What do you have?
神的同在。
You have God's presence.
神的荣耀。
You have God's glory.
第一，有所限。
Firstly, if you give.
然后听从神的话。
And if you obey God's words.
第二，认罪，求赦罪。
And if you're willing to confess and ask for forgiveness.
不容罪的存在发酵。
And don't let and sin and permeate in your life.
第三，付出，而且把你有的给别人。
And lastly, that you're willing to share and give to others what you have.
刚强做工。
And rise up and work.
所以撒迦利亚书第八章第二十三节。
Therefore, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 8,
他说在末后的日子当人看到犹太人的时候他们会讲一句话。
And that's why it said that during the time of the last days, when people see Jewish people, they're going to say this.
他们会拉着犹太人的衣襟说我们与你们同去因为我们看到神与你同在哦。
And then we want to go with you because we see God's presence is with you.
人要跟你同去是因为神与你同在神与教会同在。
People will follow you. They will want to join you because they see God is with you.
让我们在神面前为教会祷告。
Let us pray for the church.
这个殿后来的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
Let us pray that the latter glory of this temple will be greater than its former glory.
希望这是你的祷告。
I pray that this is your prayer too.
让神在这里彰显。
That God's glory may be manifested in this place.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
因为你是满有恩典、满有怜悯的神。
Because you are a God of grace and a God of mercy.
你也真的愿意与教会同在，彰显你的荣耀。
And you are willing to be with this church, and so that your glory will be manifested.
我们为着教会感谢，也为着教会祈求。
We want to give thanks for this church and also at the same time pray for this church.
你从前怎么样与教会同在，我们求你以后也与教会同在。
We ask for your continuous presence with this church, just like you were with this church from inception.
让因为我们每一位都能够起来刚强做工，以致这个殿以后的荣耀胜过。
And also we ask that you will inspire us so that we will be willing to all rise up and work so that the glory of this church in the latter days will be greater than its former days.
我们也愿意在这个三十四周年里面真是每一位弟兄姊妹在神面前有个心愿把自己献上给你。
And also on this very special occasion, we want to dedicate ourselves to you.
求你垂听我们的祷告接受我们的奉献。
May you hear our prayers and receive our giving.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.